Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
You are listening to one of the top-rated podcasts around. It's called Toast and Jam. Weekly podcast broadcast from the 1047 studios in the Times Record building in beautiful downtown Valley City. I'm Tim Oast, known as Toast. Here's Paul McDonald. He is the Jam.
Welcome back.
Hey, Paul. Good to be back.
Yeah, it took a week hiatus, eh?
I did, yeah.
Busy? Were you busy?
Yeah, all moved in, settled down, I think, a little bit. All right. Back to normal.
What's normal?
I don't think there is a normal. After you move, it takes about a year.
Yeah, I was going to say. Have you hit any of those Moorhead golf courses yet?
I did.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Village Green?
Village Green, yesterday. Beautiful day.
Nice.
Course was packed, but had a great time.
Good.
It humbled me.
Didn't hit anybody on the interstate, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good.
No.
That would be a heck of a hook.
My partner almost did. Paul. You know Paul.
The other Paul.
My brother-in-law, yeah. Paul.
Yes, the other Paul.
A lot of Pauls in my life.
But way too many. That's appalling.
Toast and Jam is sponsored by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Of course, they're our trivia sponsor. We'll have that trivia question coming up. And I got a doozy for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It is Halloween.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, week of Hallow. Yeah. The North Dakota Army National Guard, also one of our sponsors. Thank you. And thanks to our executive producer who does it every week for us. He does a great job, Eric Kringley.
He's loving the World Series right now.
I bet he is. With Halloween right around the corner, we have a lot of scary things to talk about this week in the world of sports. And I also, like I said, I got in a round of golf. This time of the year, you never know if you're going to get another round in.
Right.
I think they're closing Saturday. Some of the courses are closing. They always close up.
Oh, okay.
At this time of the year. But again, the round of golf was also scary. So a lot of scary stuff going on. Well, let's start out with the Pick 6 football contest. Who was this week's winner?
Kathy Kunze was this week's winner.
Way to go, Kathy.
Went 5-1.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
That was a tough week. This was a tough week, and she got mine on North correct, Dakota State, NDSU.
The Vikings.
But she got beat. I want to say she picked the Bears.
Oh,
Over Washington.
She picked the Rams?
No, that
oh,
was
we didn't
she,
have
Yeah, them. She no that yeah, oh, she picked we? The Rams to beat the Vikings. And then it was but that Hail Mary that Washington got to beat the Bears.
Wow.
You know, they get their last second touchdown and but so she went 5-1, got herself a certificate to the VCSU bookstore.
Nice.
From the VCSU Foundation. And went 5-1.
That's pretty good. Get some of that VCSU attire looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's run down the games from last week. You just did. Most of them anyway.
Yeah, Minot North 42-20 winners over Valley City.
Were you surprised by that?
Not really. I mean, Minot North really, you look at their numbers, they're still a AAA school playing, an A team, really. And that's kind of what Coach Engen was telling us, too.
And it's kind of funny. There are still people think that this double A is the right thing right now.
No, I don't believe so.
I don't agree at all.
No. And we proved it. I mean, we basically had, we being the Highliners, had 12 positions injured because we had 6 starters out, and each one of them played both ways.
Wow.
And so you had 12 guys basically being out on a lineup that barely has 30.
Football is still a numbers game.
It is.
You got to have the numbers.
Yep. Vikings lost 13-6 to Dakota State.
That was tough.
3 trips inside the 10 and no points for VCSU.
Story of this year, though.
Yeah, they hurt themselves Saturday. Now they'll be home again this weekend. NDSU, big winners over Murray State, 59-6. Youngstown State, in overtime, beat the Fighting Hawks 42-41.
You got to wonder.
Did they go for 2 and miss it?
They did. I'm sorry. They have to look at that program. Mm-hmm. They really do. If they're going to compete with anybody, the big boys, that's South Dakota State, NDSU, USD, they better take a close look. Wow. I think there's problems there.
Well, what's the old adage? You go for the win at home and the tie on the road or something like that?
Yeah, but this is a team they shouldn't have even been messing around with.
That's what I heard, that this should not have been a close game.
No.
Oh. But anyway.
I love you, Bubba, but.
Of course, the Vikings lost 30-20 to the Rams, and I saw something. I saw a picture on Facebook for Halloween. I want these parents. I applaud these parents. It's good parenting. There are three boys. Two of them were dressed in Viking attire with helmets.
Okay.
One of them was grabbing the face mask of the taller one, and it was turned sideways. And then the littlest one was wearing a referee's outfit with dark glasses and a walking cane.
Gotta love it.
It was hilarious.
What were they looking at? I'm sorry. Yeah. You have more than one ref out there. And he said, oh, well, my view was blocked.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
And you're supposed to have referees on both end lines.
And they didn't see that?
And they didn't see this. And
we saw it from, I'm in my chair at home. And I saw it.
And here's, Twitter blew up. Twitter absolutely blew up. And one of the things that Twitter said, and one of the people on Twitter, and it's agree, that happened to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
There's zero chance that that does not get called. And, yeah.
It depends on who you are in the NFL.
And I know we sound like crybaby Viking fans, but everybody in the NFL is saying, what were they looking at? How did they miss this? And here's the funny part. The Rams recently have been the team that every year for the last 3 years have petitioned the rules committee to have face masking on a quarterback, no matter what it is, an automatic 15-yarder. And then they go and they've been snubbed. They've been denied all three times.
And the guy that did the face masking knew it.
Oh, yeah.
He was laughing all the way to the bench.
Yeah. He was, and I'm sure he's singing, oh, no. But, yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, well. Okay. Well, anyway. Bikes, they got a tough one this week, too.
Got to get back on the horse.
Yeah, they do.
Indianapolis, Sunday night game, got flexed to a Sunday night game, and which is surprising they didn't do that for the Lions game. I would have put the Lions game on prime time and not the game against the Colts. Now, I know the Colts are playing well, but I wouldn't put the Colts and Vikings on prime time. No. I would have put the Lions one, but,
okay.
But anyway.
Other games that we had we'd already talked about Washington
and then
the Bears.
Washington 18-15 winners over the Bears.
DB sitting there talking to the fans and finally, oh, they're playing.
Oh, whoops.
There's the ball. They caught it.
Oh, anyway.
Kind of fell asleep there.
So this week, obviously we had the playoff game, Valley City and Wahpeton.
Yeah, this is our final week too, right?
This is the final week of our pick six.
Let us explain the 10-week
Would you
thing.
Please, sir?
Okay, we didn't finish the NFL, but we're finishing most of the high school and the college.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a 10-week plan to end like in November.
Right.
And I'm sorry we can't keep this going, but, hey, we had a 10-week plan, and we had a lot of fun.
We
had
a lot
of people participating.
Yeah.
And we'll do it again, I'm sure.
I'd like to hear how the Schraders enjoyed their trip to Minneapolis to watch the Lions-Vikings game.
Did they see a doozy or what?
They saw a dandy.
Oh,
yes,
man.
They did.
Another one we should have won.
Yep. There you go.
Other games?
Saw the games this week. NDSU, of course, I don't have it. I should have brought my sheet
NDSU
in.
NDSU and...
I should have had my sheet in.
It's homecoming, right?
It is homecoming. I'll just check the paper.
Yeah.
I'm
NDSU.
Sorry. I wasn't prepared. Toast caught me off guard when he walked in this morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Tuesday. I got a podcast to get ready for. Obviously, the Vikings in Indianapolis. Our flex game is Detroit and Green Bay. They play in Green Bay this week. So after the Lions hung 52 on Tennessee.
They'll probably hang another 52.
They'll win up there. They'll win that one.
Yeah.
Coming up here this weekend. And but, yeah, we did just check out our website.
UND has...
They are. I should just go grab the paper and tell everybody.
They have USD or SDSU.
They might have
SDSU. Yeah, they have SDSU.
But that's coming up this week. But check out today's paper or yesterday's paper. Yeah, today's paper.
Today's
Tuesday. Yeah, check out Tuesday's paper, and we'll have that. Our final winner. We'll get your $50 gift certificate.
I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsors one more time here: PetroServe USA, Bits Tire and Service. Dakota Rose Floral, Enterprise Sales, Bong's Bootery, Handy Home and Hardware, the Labor Club, Central Avenue Health Mart Pharmacy, Blair's Auto Body, BCSU Foundation, Quality Alignment and Brake Center, Alley Beans. They got a street again.
Yep.
So happy for them. We also have Didier's Ag Center in Sanborn and Smith Lumber Company. Thank you, thank you.
I want to thank you to all those sponsors.
Yeah.
Patronize those businesses and let them know you appreciate them helping us out.
Seeing
with
a
pick
lot of,
six.
Seeing a lot of cats out there.
Are they black?
Well, it's National Cat Day.
Oh, really?
You know why, I suppose, getting
well,
closer
Halloween,
to
yeah, Halloween. Yeah.
National Hermit Day.
Hermit? Yeah.
It's National Internet Day.
Really? Okay.
Oatmeal Day.
Ooh.
World Stroke Day.
Okay.
By the way, October 31st is not only Halloween, but is Knock Knock Joke Day. Knock Knock, who's there?
Oh,
one grandson, he loves those. And he's,
those knock-knock jokes. They were made for the youngins.
He's always getting me on those.
Oh.
All right. So let's talk to our sponsors. Let's talk about North Dakota Army National Guard, one of our fine sponsors.
I will take it from here.
You can take it.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Army National Guard has many service options available. You decide which is the best fit for your lifestyle. Now, there are two paths to service, the Army National Guard, enlisted soldiers, or a commissioned officer. State tuition assistance for public and private institutions. So the biggest thing is you get yourself a career, you get a vocation, I think is what they call them these days. And the state tuition assistance program, well, federal and state, will cover up to 100%. I was like, can you go any higher than that? But no. Apparently you can't. They'll cover 100% of that tuition at North Dakota State. This is the North Dakota State supported schools. So it's got to be in the North Dakota State University
school
system.
Yep.
And even WAP Science, mm-hmm. Bismarck State. Of course, now Bismarck making an announcement, BSC, that they are moving up to a four-year institution. But anywho, for more information, just contact 1-800-GO-GUARD. And again, that's 1-800-GO-GUARD or locally 701-253-1030. We have a new recruiter in town, a young lady that is a new recruiter here in town, a real go-getter.
Okay.
And we will get her on.
Okay.
We have talked about it, and she does other podcasts, so she's a podcast veteran, and we'll get her on. And
kind of like you, you're a podcast
I'm
veteran.
I'm a podcast veteran, too. But again, those numbers are 800-GO-GUARD or 253-1030. AndyArmyGuard.com.
So many benefits with the North Dakota Army National Guard.
There's no downside.
There is no downside. Yeah, it's a lifelong experience.
Yeah, it is.
And we're going to move on.
Let's
start out with Highlander football.
Highlander football.
Okay. Highlanders lose to Minot North. Minot North, kind of like Horace, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They're a little bit better than Horace was that first year. But you know, you got two other schools.
Yeah, they're good where they're at, mm-hmm. but they're not quite good enough for AAA.
No, and it'll be interesting to see how they do now in this.
Right.
You know, they're champs of the WDA or the West Region. We'll see how they do in the playoffs.
But it comes down to numbers. They have the numbers.
Yep.
So that's why they will, in time, be a competitor.
They're at 400 right now in enrollment.
Wow.
And because they're a first year school, that's why they have them in AA. But if they win the state championship, they'll go up to AAA right away.
And Valley City's where? In enrollment, high school?
Well,
328, okay.
Yeah. And that's, about 325, 328, I think, was going into this year, mm-hmm. 9 through 12. So now the Highlanders have Wahpeton, and I'm glad we get them on our field with
the
lights
that
work.
Are we going to have the
lights on? Well, the lights are going to work.
Okay.
I checked.
Okay.
I double-checked. Yep, lights are on, and there will be people home. And again, this has been out on the internet, but I'm going to make the announcement here. The Highlander Activity Network will be broadcasting the game. So that will be a 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff.
Sweet.
So you can go to YouTube and check it out and watch it. If you don't want to go to the ball field, you go. But we encourage you to go and watch the game here on Friday night.
And hear
night.
It from Voice of the Highlanders,
yeah,
you, right there.
I hope so.
Paul McDonald, Voice of the Highlanders.
It'll be a fun one.
Yeah.
That's 7 o'clock here at Hanna Field this weekend for Highlander football.
How are we doing for injuries?
Injuries?
Yeah.
Well, we still have quite a few. I mean, there's one starter that had a concussion that hadn't passed protocol yet going into last week. That's why he didn't play last week. Hopefully, we'll be able to play this week. I know Owen Hunt, who's been out most of the year, looks like he might get back and playing again. But, of course, the two Almond boys probably are done for the season, which is really hard for those two. Couple of seniors, and so that and season ended definitely prematurely as far as the football season is concerned. And I think we might only get two out of the six that we're missing, might get two, maybe three back, but again, I can't really talk about that. Mm-hmm. HEPA rules, yeah. I can't really talk about
it. Kind of limping in.
Yeah, they are kind of limping in, but still they got, you know, that next man up mentality, and it's been working for them. They had, you know, last Pablo Acosta went in at center, a senior, and did a good job at center. And Dylan Hunt moved into the offensive line, did a great job in the offensive line. They ran the ball, seemed to run the ball fairly effectively. 52 yards rushing for Caleb McLaughlin. So,
okay.
We'll see what happens with the Huskies. Of course, they got Mr. Mauch, Trayvon Mauch, that's just a monster there in the backfield.
Yeah.
And that'll be a tough one.
Okay. Well, good luck, Highlanders.
And if we win,
yeah,
then it's either at Red River next Friday night, the number one team, or, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to because I like to give options. Mm-hmm. If St. Mary's does upset Red River and we win, we will have a home game next Friday night hosting St. Mary's. But first things first, we got to take care of Wahpeton.
Right. Okay, Highliners, go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Go get them. Highliner cross country last weekend.
Yep, state cross country meet last weekend, wrapping up the season. And they had their awards night last night. And so check out the coming times record. We'll have all of their team awards. But a couple of names to watch for here next year. Now, remember, they go to Class B next year, mm-hmm, in cross country. You have Garrett Govan, who will be now a eighth grader going into next year. If memory serves, he'll be an eighth grader. Garrett was the second best seventh grader at the state meet. Out of all the seventh graders in the state track cross country meet, he had the second best time. Simon Trapp, eighth grader. I think was in the top 10 as far as eighth graders are concerned.
Okay, a lot of youth there.
Greta Govan, she was the top finisher for the Highliners. Goes Greta Govan, Trisha Fennig, the two seniors, and Rafael Rivera, the lone senior on the boys' side. So their season wrapped up, and they are now looking forward to their winter sports.
How about catching up with volleyball?
Volleyball, home tonight, Tuesday night, taking on West Fargo Horace. They have got Red River coming up here on Thursday next week, home against Shanley. Then they wrap up the regular season at Wahpeton. And hopefully, if we can maybe get two out of those four, might find ourselves a home play-in game.
Gotta have
ADC.
That. Gotta have that.
See if we can get that.
That'd be nice. Before we get to VCSU, let's go back a little bit.
Mm.
Back to football again. Mm-hmm. Area teams in the playoffs. Lamar, are they going to lose a game?
No. If they do, that team's going to have to be really, really good. Mm-hmm. They're in the quarterfinals this weekend in nine-man football. Number one team. Well, they're number two. Actually, this is where the polls, even though I vote in it, I scratch my head. They had more first-place votes than New Rockford Cheyenne, but other voters put them maybe third and put New Rockford Cheyenne either first or second. So New Rockford Cheyenne is the number one team, and Lamar Litchfield Marion, who's been winning by an average of 40 points a game, is number two.
Really? I'm going to go with Lamar.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The Lobos.
Yeah.
Are they still the Lobos, or what are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're still the Lobos.
Still the Lobos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Coach Delabar does a great job, him and his staff.
Okay. And anybody else out there left?
Locally, no. Well,
Castleton.
Central Castle will be getting, because A will get their quarterfinals coming up as well. Everybody's in the quarterfinals now this week. Starting
Central Cass, Kindred.
Kindred's number one. They're the top team. So they're the top seed in Class A, 11-man. See, Central Cass and Kindred, they're going up to AA next year.
They are.
As the Highliners drop down, those two are going up.
I tell you what.
Anyway.
We might get it figured out someday.
We'll figure it out someday.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah.
Let's go to VCSU.
Do we want to?
No, Viking football. Tough loss at Dakota State.
Yeah, 13-6.
We lost two tough ones to them this year.
Yep, 19-6 at homecoming and 13-6 there. 2-5 on the season.
You know, I really thought we had something going there with Jamestown when we played the University of Jamestown.
Get back on the right track.
Right.
But it's just the offense is sputters. You know, it's don't know why. They've got some talent at that offensive position with Ladarius Marshall at running back and, of course, Avery Thorsgaard at quarterback. They got some talent there, but just couldn't get it into the end zone here against the Trojans. Now they're home this weekend. Mayville State coming to town.
Against the Commodores? The Comets.
The Commodores. Oh, that's a 1 o'clock kickoff and here at Lockin Stadium, Shell Lake Field. Tailgating starts at 11, okay. For some of us at 9. Don't look at me, man. I was talking to somebody else.
Okay.
Oh, and volleyball.
Volleyball.
They're back home, too. As a matter of fact, it's going to be a busy next few weeks for Valley City State University Sports. They're back home. Volleyball's home this weekend, Friday and Saturday. They got senior night on Friday, mm-hmm. Parents' night. And the senior day.
How are they lining up for the
playoffs?
Right now,
if I remember correctly, they are 4-4 and a little bit ahead of Dickinson State. And if they stay where they're at, because now the conference thing is different this year. There is no neutral site for the conference volleyball tournament. The top seeds will host that first round, the whole tournament, as a matter of fact. So whoever's number one seed will be hosting throughout. So if Valley City State stays where they're at right now, they would host the first round of the NSAA playoffs on November 9th against more than likely Dickinson State. But they would host if they can win out. Mm-hmm. And they've got two games this week. Matter of fact, they got a match here on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, and then Friday, Saturday. And so Cross Country is hosting the conference Cross Country Championships next week. At the Country Club is where they are going to be at for the NSAA Conference Cross Country Championships.
And we have some basketball starting this week.
Basketball, both men and women went 2-0 Friday or on Saturday and Sunday, and both went well over the century mark. The men over Brandon University, which Brandon Manitoba, and their coach is absolutely hilarious. I love Coach Gil Chong. He was just a wonderful coach and great guy. And then the women defeated Providence College. Just south of Winnipeg is where mm-hmm. that is. They're a seminary school. All four games, the Vikings went over 100 and set some, matter of fact, the women set a record, 123 points, winning on Sunday.
I'm excited about that women's team.
Ashlyn Diemert goes over 1,000 points in her career. And, yeah, this is
good young players.
Very, very young. They're sophomores. They only got one or two, maybe three seniors. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be fun seeing what they do this year, and then of course into the Frontier League next year. Good times right now. And the men's basketball team is fun to watch.
Yeah,
they actually were playing some solid defense too. They're very athletic, very good defensively. We'll see what they do in the conference.
Right. That's where one of the weak spots were last year.
Yeah, but they have talked with Steve Olson. He says, I like the way they play D. They're playing they're drinking the defensive water now.
A little more teamwork, too, maybe.
Yeah,
I'd like to see a little more of that.
Yep, a lot more, but there's some athletes on that team. There's no doubt about it.
Remember the old saying, let the game come to you.
Right.
Don't force it. Don't try to do too much. Nope. Well, we already talked about the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
They've lost two heartbreakers. What, Detroit 31-29,
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles 30-20. Is Darnold still the guy?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's still playing well, but I don't know.
It seems like we score early and we just...
Yeah.
We put the pedal down, then we bring it back.
It's like,
we're
speeding, we better slow down.
We put her in cruise.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. Not in the NFL. You got to
keep
scoring.
Put them away. Put teams away.
Good defense. I think our defense is okay.
Yeah. Defense, they've struggled the last couple of weeks.
Some of the DBs are struggling a little bit, but...
We'll see.
Linebacking core.
No.
That's good.
It is. It's probably one of the best in the league.
And how about the Lynx? I mean, they lose in the finals 3-2, but what an exciting finals.
That was packed house at Target Center for both of their games in the finals. And New York Liberty, they play at Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. They had packed house for their finals, first ever championship for the New York Liberty.
I think there's some positive stuff for the WNBA.
Yeah, it's if people say that there no one watches it, why were there 18,000 fans at all five of those games?
I caught myself watching it.
Yep.
Yeah. Minnesota T-Wolves off to kind of a sluggish start. A lot of new players trying to get it all figured out.
The post-Cat era now begins.
Right.
It's just like the post-KG era. Now it's the post-Cat era. Difference, though, is we got Anthony Edwards.
Right. I mean, he's still the premier player for the Timberwolves. I did get to see Cat play one of the games with the Knicks. I think he had like 25 and 10 rebounds or 12 rebounds. He's still doing his thing.
Yeah, he's a good player. He just, I think, was off injured.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
Always injured. And the World Series. What can I say? Your New York Yankees are down 3-0. They can't hit the ball.
Judge has disappeared.
He did.
Absolutely disappeared.
But you know, that happens.
It does. Those big players, sometimes those stud players just fizzle for whatever reason. And, Giancarlo Stanton actually can pick him up a little bit. But last night lost 4-2. Shut out until the bottom of the ninth inning, and then got a couple of, runs.
The two-run homer.
Yeah, two-run homer. Judge had six strikeouts in the two games in L.A.
Yeah, I think he's got like 19 in the playoffs or 20. 20 out of 40 at-bats or strikeouts.
Right.
Oof. This is it. This is it. Never die now.
Yep. It's come back from 3-0 and see what you could do, but I know there's one Dodger fan right now that is absolutely giddy.
Well, they have to win two at home now before
they
at
least
go back
get a
to
couple.
LA. Yeah.
And then go back to LA and see what happens.
Yeah. Yankee pitching just isn't there either.
And that was what really got them there. I mean, their pitching had been well. And, actually Cole pitched well in game one. But I've heard a lot of people questioning Aaron Boone walking Mookie Betts to load the bases in the bottom of the 10th inning in game one. Yeah. I'm thinking, you got a lefty-lefty matchup. Why not? You got to force any base. There's two outs, but Freddie Freeman loves the postseason.
Oh, he loves it.
Five straight post World Series games now, right?
Yeah, five straight with a home run.
With a home run,
that is the record.
Yep,
he beat a few other guys too. Yeah, he beat a few other guys like Mr. October,
Mr. Reggie.
Reggie Jackson had four.
Yep,
and I don't know who else. Somebody else.
I think probably Baby could probably throw some of those big names in there, but but yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
All right, well, today in sports, we're talking Tuesday, October 29th, 1931.
I remember it well.
Lefty Grove, the A's pitcher who won 31 games in 31, is named the AL's MVP. Lefty Grove.
That might have been before the Cy Young Award.
Yeah. 1974, Muhammad Ali regained the World Heavyweight Boxing title by knocking out George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle. 1974. 1989, Ozzie Newsome ends NFL streak at 150 consecutive game receptions. That's crazy.
Wow. That's one catch every game for 10 years.
2018. LeBron James made his NBA debut with the Cleveland Cavaliers, 2018.
No.
That can't be right.
No.
That can't be
right. It could be 2008.
It might have been a misprint.
Because that's 16 years ago.
2008.
Yeah, I think it was 2008. It wasn't 6 years ago.
18, no.
Of course, him and Bronny, his son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now they're playing together.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Today's sports birthdays, Dennis Potvin. 70 today, Canadian-born NHL defenseman. The Islanders had a Norris Trophy, born in Ontario. 1960, Michael Carter was born. American nose tackle, American football nose tackle, Super Bowl 84, 88, 89, 49ers.
Okay.
And an athlete, too, a silver in the Olympics for the shot put in 1984.
Michael Carter did?
Michael Carter.
Wow.
Yeah. Born on this day, 1974, R.A. Dickey, baseball pitcher.
Knuckler.
Cy Young Award winner in the National League.
Yeah.
And he played for the Mets and the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
There's the birthday look. How about a trivia thing?
How about it?
Our sports trivia is next. Brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Well, sometimes it pays to have all your eggs in one basket, especially those eggs have to be insured. Well, the company you can trust is Nodak Insurance Company. And just remember that the more you insure with Nodak, the more you save your home, car, business, everything you care about. He is the agent with answers, Chris Quilvang. Give him a call at 845-2912.
You ready for this? I couldn't resist. It is a couple of days from Halloween,
right.
And I could not resist.
Okay.
The Halloween movies. I like the Halloween movies. Mm-hmm, do you have a favorite movie for...
From the Halloween series?
Scariness.
Or do you just mean scary movies?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I don't know if I can pick... I wasn't a big fan of slasher movies.
No.
I like the more the psychological thrillers and scare the bahootias out of you instead of all the blood and guts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the, I don't know. It's tough.
It is for me.
I'm not the slashing kind of guy.
Yeah,
either, you know,
yeah.
But, oh, well. Anyway, what sort of mask?
Oh, this is an easy one.
You do not know this.
Yes, I do.
Oh, come on.
Yes, I do.
What sort of mask does Michael Myers wear in the original Halloween?
Oh, that's easy.
Here I thought I was going to stump him with something.
No.
And he,
Nope.
It takes a lot to get by Mr. Jam.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well. What sort of mask does Michael Myers wear in the original Halloween? Okay. That's our sports trivia question for the week. We'll have the answer next week.
Yes.
It's sponsored by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. How about some words of wisdom?
I'll need them.
I always need words of wisdom. For all those teams competing in high school football playoffs, here's our words of wisdom. Success is never final. Failure is never fatal. A winner is just a loser who tried one more time. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Success is never final. Failure is never fatal. A winner is just a loser who tried one more time. One more. Sometimes that's all it takes.
One more.
One more block.
Yeah.
One more catch.
Right.
One more tackle. That's all it takes. Paul, any final thoughts?
Who said that? Do you have? Was it anonymous?
It's anonymous. I don't have the person.
Final thoughts?
It.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Final thoughts? Anything?
Fall is here.
It is.
It's a fun time of the year. Love this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So get out there, watch the Highlanders here Friday night. Highlander volleyball home tonight and Thursday. Football on Friday. Full day of Viking sports Saturday with football at 1, volleyball at 5:30. So a full day of Viking athletics this week as well. So you have nothing short of, you've got a lot to do this weekend.
Yeah, you do.
If you're a sports fan.
Yeah. Mayville's back in town.
Mayville back in town. So.
Is it still the Mayor's Cup? Do they still do that?
Not sure.
Okay. Oh, a couple of thoughts. Prayers going out to some people that we do know and we care about. Scott Berry, baseball coach, Mayville State for many, many years, still going through the cancer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just found out one of our coworkers who was the face and voice.
Yes.
She was not a broadcaster, but I tell you what, every time you walked into the radio station at KOVC, she was the one you talked to.
Yep.
Joni Martin, just been diagnosed with cancer as well, mm-hmm. and our prayers are with you.
And I know she listens. She's stopped me once and said she listens.
I know.
She's got someone that finds it for her.
One of the classy ladies
I've
gotten to know.
Her and I shared we both love Barry Manilow, and that's one of the, when I told her that, we were hooked.
And believe it or not, I've got 5 Barry Manilow albums in my collection.
Really? Ed actually admitted that on the air here.
I'm not a Barry Manilow fan, but, you know, they came into the radio station. I thought, I'll just take them.
Well, if you don't want them all, I probably have them because I got about 12.
Joni, if we could play you a Barry Manilow tune right now, we'd do it.
This one's for you, and
then
she'll know the reference.
You got it. Okay. Well, thanks, Paul.
You too.
That is our weekly serving of Toast and Jam. Hope you had enough. It's sponsored by the North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance. Chris Quilvang, agent there, our trivia question sponsor. Thanks again to our executive producer, Eric Kringle, who is Kringle.
We'll call him that in December.
Kringle. Yeah. Kringle. By the way, I know he's smiling because he's loving every minute of the Yankees' demise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Broadcasting from the 1047 studios, that's it for Toast and Jam this week. Bye-bye.